Jay with Diane Ducey earlier today at the Vatican.
You have brought with me with great competence, affection, love and faith. Holy Father, it is with great love that we have always tried to accompany you in your path. The future Pope is among you, and I promise him my unconditional obedience.
It is the final day for Pope Benedict, Father Gerald Murray, a theologian, a priest. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Well, what is, first of all, your take on the first Pope in 600 years to actually retire? What's your perspective on that?
Well, I was really surprised by it, but then when I heard what he said, his reasons, I understood it completely. He just doesn't feel physically and, as he said, his mind and body are no longer strong enough to carry out the job. So I think he's, for the good of the church, saying a younger man can carry out this task, and he would like to retire and to prayer and study.
It's okay, isn't it? Because some are saying Jesus couldn't come from the cross. Why should he be able to step down?
Well, he's not stepping down from the point of view of leaving God or saying he doesn't want to be involved in religion or anything of that sort. He's simply saying that the task is beyond him at this point. And it's an act of humility, really, to step aside from a position of power and to do so because you recognize that you need someone else to take your place.
I think it shows incredible strength, I think. I mean, it's amazing because who would, in this day and age, actually steps away from something like this? Unbelievable. It's just amazing. I admire him for it.
I agree. I think it's a model for everyone in life.
Right. Is stay humble. Walk humbly with your God, right?
Amen.
Yeah. All right. So there's 115 cardinals that will decide the next pope?
That's correct.
And so, you know, we're still human. It's Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and then stupid humans. So it's still coming down to a little politics, isn't it?
Well, there is. And politics is not a dirty word if, you know, done honestly and done in the right spirit, and in this case, done in the spirit of prayer. The cardinals are going to talk among themselves who they think is, suitable and a good candidate, and, that's precisely what we want to do in life. We want to consult other people and arrive at good decisions.
But it's not appropriate, or is it, for, say, a priest to aspire to be a Monsignor? You're not supposed to want that kind of, you're not supposed to aspire to those kind of things?
Yeah, we're not in this for the honors, and you can develop what's called careerism, where you basically want to advance yourself in the church, and that's wrong. But on the other hand, to offer your gifts at the service of the church, which is, or all come from God, that's a good thing. So it's not wrong for priests to be promoted because they're intelligent or they're holy or they're, you know, good at what they do. And in the case of the cardinals, they're going to look for someone that they judge could take this job and do a good, take up this job and do a good job with it.
Would there be any chance at all that the next pope would be American?
I would have said no, a few years ago, but now I'm saying we could see an American pope. Things have changed very rapidly in the estimation of how things go. We may see a Canadian cardinal, which I never would have thought of, but there's a very highly estimated cardinal formerly from Quebec City who's been working in the Vatican. But, yeah, my own bishop, Cardinal Dolan, here in New York, I wouldn't rule him out.
Wow. I think he's terrific, by the way. And one thing I think Pope John Paul did, and I think Pope Benedict continued, was the consistency of saying, we're not going with the flow here, folks. Here's right, here's wrong. And I think you can disagree with it, but you have to respect the fact that the Catholics are trying to hold the line. And the whole priest and abuse thing has been such a tear on all of this and an excuse for people to tear down the church. And humans are weak. We got bad people in all professions. And that's something we have to work through and not hide and come out and fix it. Would there ever be a chance, Father, that a priest could ever have a family? Do you think that ever would happen in the Catholic faith?
I don't think it's likely that we'll have married clergy in the Latin Church. We do in the Eastern Rite Catholics, Ukrainians, Lebanese, they have married priests. But the history in the West has shown that celibate clergy is one of the most effective instruments in promoting the gospel. And it's based on the example of Christ himself, who was not married. So I don't think we will have that.
All right. Cardinal Dolan, again, would be amazing, I think, for America, because is not America really in need of a revival here?
We certainly are, and that's one of the things Pope Benedict was very intent on. He called a year of faith that we're in the middle of right now, because he wanted Catholics to get back to what it means to be a Christian. It's not simply something you inherit from your parents. It's an act of faith we make each day. So, yeah, we could. We definitely need a little revival here, and so did they do so in Europe also.
Well, it seems in Europe, too, especially, boy, I tell you what, it doesn't seem like there's a need or there's a feeling there saying we don't need that. And we move away from this, and I just, basic little layman thinking here, the further this country moves away from God, the worse it's going to get. That's what I believe.
You and every sane person, I absolutely, that is, if you don't have God in your life, basically you have chaos.
Yeah, or searching, unsettled, wonderment, all these things, you're not at peace. I think you always reach, you always search. When will we have a new pope, Father? When do you think?
Well, the canon law rules state that the conclave should start on March 15, but Pope Benedict gave an exception to that, and the cardinals who will meet on Monday could advance the date. So my guess is they will advance it maybe by 5 days, so we might have the conclave starting on the 10th, and we could have a new pope any day after that.
Well, listen, I really appreciate it. Great having you. What city are you in, Father?
I'm in New York.
Well, you know Cardinal Dolan well, and I would think. I mean, this is quite the new leader. And coming out with all the contraceptive stuff and all that, is that going to get settled, do you think, at all?
I hope our Supreme Court doesn't, throw away the protection of the right to religious freedom.
Yeah. Father, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Father Gerald Murray from New York, a little on the Pope and his final day.
Mm-hmm.
Flying off tonight. 8 o'clock tonight is when all of that takes effect.
You have brought with me with great competence, affection, love, and faith. Holy Father, it is with great love that we have always tried to accompany you in your path. The future Pope is among you, and I promise him my unconditional obedience and reverence with great affection and recognition. I bless you.
In his last farewell to his cardinals, Pope Benedict promised unconditional obedience to whomever the cardinals elect as his successor in the upcoming conclave. He urged all to work in harmony. In several hours, Benedict will leave the Vatican and fly to the papal home at Castel Gandolfo. In 7 hours, when the resignation becomes effective, the first pope in 600 years to resign, the Swiss guards will lay down their arms, their mission complete. At the Vatican, Cordy Walsh, Fox News Radio.
Eminentissimi surgant omnes.
Well, there it is. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
We'll see what happens. I think it's a pretty important appointment. 1.2 billion Catholics. 1.2 billion Catholics in the world.
And again, the conclave happening soon, and around 300 cardinals, we believe,
voting.
115. 115 is
all. Yeah, because you have to be under 80.
Oh, that's right.
You have to be eligible.
Okay.
So it's 115. I think it has to be 67% agree.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
It's going to go back and forth
with
it.
And then you see the white smoke coming out of the Sistine Chapel special chimney.
Yep.
And if they haven't decided, then it's black smoke or gray smoke. So it's an exciting time for Catholics, and I know they'd like to move on things before Easter Mass on March 31st.
I think they'll obviously pick a good man. I of course am rooting for Cardinal Dolan.
Sure, and he's in his, I think he's 63.
He's a younger guy with a lot of energy.
When Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger from Germany was placed at the age of 78 in April 2005, I mean, that was a little on the older
side.
Well,
he was John Paul's right-hand guy.
Yes, he was.
He worked with John Paul, who 20 years, I think, of really, really good work.
Right.
So we'll see. But I think, hopefully, I think it's a good idea if you get some energy and some principles and, you know, here's the deal, here's what we do. I think that's critical. And I'm sure they'll, just to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. You know,
to hear how that works.
I agree.
All right, in celebration of American Heart Month, take part in Busey's Got Heart. Today's your last day to like or follow them. Like them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter. Busey donates $2 on your behalf to the American Heart Association and to benefit Central Illinois and, of course, parts of Florida with all of their locations. Upload a photo of you wearing red to raise awareness.
You've got your cardinal red jacket,
I
CBJ.
Do. Take a picture of me and upload. That's $2.
Okay.
$2. For each share or retweet, it's $1. By liking and following Busey's social media pages, you're helping be the leading cause of death in the U.S. Heart disease is a leading cause for both men and women of death.
Mm-hmm.
Preventable, controllable. If you eat healthy, weight control, regular exercise, Participating Busey's Got Heart helped the American Heart Association complete its mission to reduce heart disease and stroke. Again, last day today, Busey's Got Heart. Great to count on Busey Bank since 1868. Busey, your dream, our promise, member FDIC.
Yesterday, she was on the list of top 30 candidates for the Naismith.
3-5, the news, Sunny 95.3. All of your soft rock favorites begins in an hour after 9. It's Eric Jordan. What are you, service manager for Lance Heating and Cooling, Eric?
Yes, sir, service manager. That's correct.
And wearing the Fred Bird outfit as we speak on the phone, weren't you just at Busch Stadium? You took the stadium tour, you lucky dog.
Actually did, Stevie. It was a great time. Got a couple pictures up close with Fred Bird and see some really cool sights.
All right, so who's going to replace Chris Carpenter? Forget about Lance right now. Who's going to replace Chris Carpenter?
You're talking over my head a little bit there. I don't know.
I hope the Cardinals do well. We're going to carry all the games on 93.5. We have all the Cub games on 95.3. So we got a lot of baseball coming up. All right, Eric Jordan, Lance Heating and Cooling, you guys do great inspection work. I had, Jake came to my house and just did a great job. But you guys are about maintenance, making sure it runs when you hit the button.
That's right, Stevie. It's really important to get your maintenance done. You know, manufacturers recommend 2 times a year to make sure your equipment's working. So when you have those days when it's pushing zero or a little bit below, everything works when you fire it up. And you don't have to make that phone call in the middle of the night because you're uncomfortable.
And you're doing that great 8 thing, right? 8-8, same great rate. I think is that still going on?
We are, sir. It's been going on since the first of the year. We're offering regular service hours from 8 in the morning till 8 at night because, you know, a lot of people don't get off work during the daytime. They don't get home till 5, and we've extended that so we can provide service then as well.
Apparently, Leslie has said about your service that if it's all tuned up, you can get a lower power bill. Is that possible?
It's true. If you keep your efficient clean, which is what we'll do in the maintenance tune-ups, the cleaner it is, the more efficient it's going to work.
You mean my filter that was like cardboard because it was blocked was hurting my energy bill?
Maybe just a little.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Listen, appreciate your time, Eric. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too. It's Eric Jordan, service manager at Lance Heating and Cooling. We'll talk to Troy again next week.
LanceInc.com has some good promotional deals if you want to tap into that. I know $10 off a service fee is one of the things that I noticed.
Yep. And I think you can get a good deal off your furnace. You got a new furnace. They work with Trane a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got Fox News coming up. The Chinese are hacking us. I don't think that's news, except that they actually did it. And it's a concern based on what they did. We talk about that. And then I'm part of this big fundraiser tonight at the iHotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to Parham from CarX in our next hour, who's putting this all together to help Kevin's volleyball team at the U of I. We'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3, 756.
Did you know that First Bank?